brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the morning animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch on this Monday, January 17th. And as Spinozzi well knows, I live by a simple credo.
Apollo credo?
Just a credo. Okay. You don't have to put fancy names in front of it.
Just wondering which one this is. You've got a bunch of credos.
I live by the idea that all human beings, including myself, have the potential to be unbelievably stupid. And I lump myself into that category of people who have the ability every now and then to be unbelievably stupid, to believe things that are just so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them out there.
And
I don't believe that exactly. I do believe something similar, which is you're only a couple of steps away from being in jail at any time. Talking about Phil or anybody?
Man. Only a couple of steps.
Anyone.
So but, this isn't Phil specific.
Just a couple of poor decisions in a row can lead to you being in jail.
No question.
He is not wrong there.
One poor decision can end you up in jail. This is
You don't have to kill people twice.
This is just stupid.
Like, yeah, really. Well, killing is not harmless things. Basically harmless things.
Yeah, just get locked up and released kind of things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've definitely been one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. The first kill, Phil, usually would put you in jail.
The first kill, as they say, is the hardest, Curtis.
or in my case, just a drunk tank.
Yeah.
That's a blessing, by the way. They ever make a choice to take you there? It's a blessing.
Yeah, they probably saved your life if they bring you there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this new health trend, and of course it starts on TikTok, and it's idiotic. It's called the Sleepy Chicken Challenge.
Okay.
It involves boiling an entire chicken in NyQuil. And then eating the chicken.
Whoa. In NyQuil.
In Whoa. NyQuil.
In NyQuil. If
for are we people who are not
red
feeling
cherry
well.
Flavor or the
you
original.
Gotta, you got
to
go with
can
what.
We go, can we just go back to the milk crate challenge?
The milk crate challenge at least was up front and you knew right then and there someone was going to break a leg.
Wouldn't you have to go to a bunch of different drug stores to buy that much NyQuil to boil a chicken?
Because yeah,
I would imagine they'd limit your purchase.
Actually, you're right. They would not let you buy law.
Well, here's what they're saying.
Is there a flavor?
You put a chicken breast.
Breast. Okay, not a whole chicken.
Yeah, a split chicken breast.
You said a whole chicken.
I thought I misread that. It's a whole chicken breast.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You dump up to a half a bottle of NyQuil in there. Braise or boil it until it's cooked. And the hard part, apparently, is making sure it's cooked before you start eating it. You never want to eat raw chicken, folks.
Right.
Because here's the thing.
What are the health benefits? What are people going for?
According to your physician, there aren't any health benefits worth cooking your chicken in NyQuil for.
Uh-huh.
Any taste benefits? Because I don't see any of those either.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I've never really I really enjoy it. And I drink Jägerbomb, so I understand how bad NyQuil tastes.
In the green original
hot
flavor
NyQuil
is
too.
Awful.
Yeah, hot
the green
NyQuil.
Stuff
think of that.
Is terrible, Phil.
Here's what your physician says. First of all, it's an insane amount of NyQuil.
That is a lot of NyQuil.
And when you boil it down, the water and alcohol evaporate, but the drugs, the active ingredients in NyQuil stay behind. So you're basically loading a chicken breast up with way too much medicine. And you could and probably will overdose. But also, when you boil liquid medicine like that, you inhale it because there's steam coming out of it. And that is really bad for you because it goes straight into your bloodstream without the toxins being filtered out. It bypasses your liver and goes straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah, don't spend a minute worrying about anybody being hurt by this because those people really seriously. It's Darwin's law it's happening.
It is a thinning of the herd, isn't it?
No, just don't sweat it because those people probably. You don't mind them being removed from the herd.
So how are they doing it on TikTok? Are they showing people eating it?
I think, shouldn't TikTok be shutting this stuff down?
Saying, yeah, that's
just
not
because,
good.
Just because I know the majority
really care about...
of 18-year-old men. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know the majority of 18-year-old men.
Well, you know a lot of
well,
people.
Well, they've made my way through my life. But I'm just saying, anyone who is an 18-year-old boy knows that they do the dumbest things on earth.
Right.
And that could even involve boiling a chicken breast in NyQuil.
But who's the first guy that really sat down and said, I'm kind of hungry, but I want some NyQuil at the same time.
But I've got a cold.
But right. Yes, I'm a little congested, so...
I need a sleep.
All right. I don't really have any gravy or anything for that chicken breast, so let me use the NyQuil. I'll accomplish two things at once.
This is why we don't do well during pandemics. People have a lot of spare time to think up of stupid stuff, like the Sleepy Chicken Challenge, which is a great name.
Sleepy Chicken sounds more like something we should read about in Urban Dictionary.
Or it's a dance, the Sleepy Chicken. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't think it's a move, because who wants the Sleepy Chicken?
I mean, at least with the Tide Pod Challenge, you could just be, you know, angry about the stupidity. This is just, I can't even get angry about this type of stupidity. It's just stupid. It's not worth my time.
It'll result in needless deaths. Or maybe they were needed. Who knows? We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the Sports Animal Television voice for your Oklahoma City Thunder. Chris Fisher will join us next to talk all things Thunder basketball.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.